Hello, listeners, and yes, welcome to High Performance Living with your host, Salt Rivers. This is a mindset and self-development podcast specifically for individuals wanting to enhance performance, break through whatever is holding them back, and achieve new levels of personal and professional success. You're listening to High Performance Living. Let's begin. Hello and welcome to this episode of High Performance Living. So this episode is all about seeing things through to the end. Now, I have developed a particular mindset of completion. I've worked hard on that, and there is rarely a time where I don't finish something. And the reason that is because seeing something through to completion is a fantastic character quality. It is a prized asset in work and in life, and seeing something through to completion is a pivotal skill in generating success and seeing results. So following through, this is something that we all might like to think we do, but most of us don't really do that. And the reason that's the case is because when we go to take on a project and we start a project, the actual process of full completion involves a series of different stages which are not necessarily going to be overcome very quickly or very easily. And there's always the honeymoon period at the beginning where we're really psyched up, we're really ready, and we're pumped, we're enthusiastic, and then that dips off and the emotional factor disappears in the positive sense, and we're left with a kind of cold, kind of quiet feeling of dread with this new project, and we think, what am I going to do? How am I going to complete it? And we might procrastinate, we might avoid, and we might just chuck the whole thing aside completely. So if you're at work, you have a boss to answer to. You have a manager. So sometimes we don't even have a choice when it comes to completion. We just have to do it. But if you're coming from that place of relying on a boss or a manager to drive you, then you're already affecting your performance, and you're going to be affecting your relationship with your boss or manager, because really a healthy relationship with a manager and a boss is really based on autonomy to some degree. Yes, you're going to have to answer to them for certain things. You're going to have to clear things with them. You're going to need their advice and help on things, but fundamentally they want to believe and feel that you have got it, that you are handling things as an individual. Now, the challenge that you have, of course, when you're starting a project is that you are responsible for that project. Perhaps you have a project leader, but you're going to be responsible for a certain part of that project at the very least, and you need to deliver on that. Now, if you're relying on someone else to motivate you, you're relying on impressing someone to push you forward, rather than your own drive to see success with this, or just the basic kind of building block of, say psychological building block of finishing project, this skill. If you're not coming from that place, then you're going to be held back. You're going to not be performing at your best. So this episode really is focused on encouraging you to see things through to full completion and having a mindset of completion. Now, in previous occasions for myself, when I've been trying to complete projects, I found that there's different stages. The first is the honeymoon phase, where you just feel enthusiastic, as I mentioned before. That first stage is kind of like the easy bit. That's the one where we're like fired up, we geared up. Maybe we even got extra help because everyone else is fired up. So you've got this general wave of enthusiasm. But then you've got the second stage, which is the valley. Suddenly all the enthusiasm goes, you look at the project, you look at what you've got to do, and you start to realize, whoa, there was a lot more to this than I realized. Also, the people around you, they might be freaking out a bit and floundering because they're kind of shocked with how much has to be done. There's going to be like a low ebb in emotion. And that's where it can get really challenging in terms of carrying on. But you carry on, you push through, and then you reach this other stage, which is a stage of like, ah, something's happening. We're getting some momentum. This is good. So it's kind of, you're up again and you're feeling really good about that. You're like, yes, I think we have hope here. And then after that, you have the plateau, which is this long, long experience of just grinding away and delivering on what you need to deliver without really seeing a huge amount of results. Like, it's just about doing it and getting bits of it done. You've broken the project down and you're following through, but you're not really getting that big dopamine hit. And then coming towards the end, you will start to feel there's another valley. So suddenly, like, it's really, really hard again. And you're ground down, you're tired. You've been doing. The plateau has kind of like just ground it out of you. And now you're left with this valley, and you look at this valley and you think, gosh, have I got to overcome this? I have no energy. And that's the final stage of pushing through that last stage of completion. And this is the bit where a lot of people really struggle and really want to give up. This is the bit that's quite lonely. Often a lot of people have just dripped off. Even the enthusiasm of people around you, say you've told people about what you're doing, they themselves are like, well, just disinterested or even just a little bit bored, because it's not new, it's not novel. But you're the one pushing through, you're the one delivering, you're the one who's carrying, you could say, even the burden of completing. Now, that vast valley you need to push through, it can be hard. And then there's the final delivery and the completion of the project. That whole process is difficult. It's not easy. And the most important thing is knowing it's not easy, because if you have an idea in your head like it's going to be easy, then you're not going to follow through. You're not going to do it. If you have an expectation that it's going to be tough at times, you're already prepared. You're ready for anything. And then when the tough times come, you can push and you can deliver and you can get that project launched and completed and start on the next thing. Now, one thing I want to finish with is, in terms of delivering a project, you might be thinking, look, sometimes things are good to be let go of. Sometimes you don't want to complete things. And I get that. Sometimes we apply ourselves to a certain something, and there's something called the escalation of commitment. We give everything we've got, and we've spent so much time, energy, and money on something that we just think, I've got to finish this because I've already gone this far. Even if what you're doing isn't necessarily the best thing, that actually it is worth letting go of. Now, there are times where it's appropriate to do that, and that's your discernment there. And there's been times for me where I've kind of thought, maybe I need to let go of this one. However, you need that sense of completion. And one thing I would say is that even if you have to let go of something for good, sensible reasons, that you still have a sense of completion, that you still complete the project in some way. And actually, the act of completing it is letting it go. That's a sensible, logical decision. It's the right decision. And actually, that's the completion. So that's down to your discernment. However, having a general attitude of completion is just so powerful and so important, because what it does is it builds confidence. You start to develop an identity of someone that follows through, that delivers, and you don't only build your own confidence, you build confidence from other people, and you will be more trustworthy, you will be given more opportunity, and you are going to grow more in your career and in your life. So I encourage you so strongly to develop this even further if it's there. And if you haven't really developed a mindset of project completion, that you get that really dialed in and you start to create that in your life. And that brings me to the end of this episode. Thank you once again for listening. It has been a total pleasure. If you have any questions or just want to connect, you can reach out to me on social media. All links are in the show notes. And of course, subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please share this episode or leave a review in iTunes if you receive value from this, so more people such as yourself can find this podcast and benefit from it. Wishing you a great morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on where you are listening from. And I look forward to delivering you the next episode. Take care.